Hi, I'm Bill Allman, President of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, and welcome to the latest edition of our monthly podcast. Each episode, we'll be discussing some of the biggest issues and trends affecting our industry and look at what this means to our membership. To make sure you don't miss out on future shows, hit the subscribe button. We hope you enjoy the program. Today, we're going to discuss the economy and what's on the horizon for U.S. businesses and the market. With inflation at record highs, energy skyrocketing, and gas prices creeping up again, supply chains stubbornly disrupted, the stock market back in bear territory, perhaps, and geopolitical tensions and increasing concern globally, there's much to discuss. When will we begin to see some reassuring signs of recovery, and what else may be hiding around the corner that we aren't yet prepared for? With me today to help find some answers is a distinguished guest, Dr. Bill Connerly, economist and consultant with Connerly Consulting, LLC. Dr. Connerly connects the dots between the economy and business. He is a business economics consultant, a senior contributor to Forbes, and a Duke University PhD. He has worked in economics and corporate planning at two Fortune 500 corporations and at a major bank where he was senior vice president. Companies have used Dr. Connerly's expertise to help with decisions regarding capital expenditures, staffing, inventory levels, expansion into new markets, pricing, business models, and financial structure. Bill Connerly has spoken to over 1,400 business audiences in 5 countries and 31 states. Dr. Connerly's articles are at Forbes.com. He is also the author of The Flexible Stance, Thriving in a Boom-Bust Economy, as well as Busyonomics. He has been interviewed on PBS, CNN, CNBC, and quoted in the Wall Street Journal, Fortune Magazine, and USA Today. Dr. Connerly is also a featured speaker at ASC's Executive Leadership Conference next month in La Jolla, California. Dr. Connerly, welcome to Connected to ASC podcast.
Hey, great to be here. You know, Bill, 2022 is turning out to be a great year, a really great year for those of us who like to solve puzzles with lots of moving pieces, and the economy has so many moving pieces right now. It's a great year for me, but I'm not sure it's a great year for the people who are trying to run a business in this confusing environment.
Agreed. There's so much that businesses are facing at the current time with so much uncertainty. You know, with all that combined, Dr. Connerly, what are some of the things that you're studying at the current time?
Yeah. One of the big issues right now is monetary policy. Of course, the Federal Reserve is pushing interest rates up. We know that that's going to slow the spending, production, income side of the economy, and with a longer time lag, will pull down inflation. And one of the things I'm rubbing my chin about is we know there are time lags involved, but and we know the historical average time lag, but is this going to be a faster response to the Fed's change because they were telegraphing ahead of time what they were going to do? So that maybe makes me think it'll be faster. But we also have consumers who ended up with a lot of money in their bank accounts. We call it excess savings. They were spending less and taking in more. Is that going to slow down the effects of Federal Reserve monetary policy? That's one of the things that's really causing me to rub all the whiskers off my chin.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that as well. The jobs report came out this morning and it showed a little bit slower hiring compared to the previous month. Is that a concern, or are we returning to a sort of a pre-pandemic normal that we haven't seen, because we have seen some good gains for the last few months?
Yeah, I took it as a good jobs report, and I guess we'll probably, I haven't checked the calendar, we'll probably get one when we're in La Jolla or maybe the day after. And I had expected the net new jobs to taper down. You know, we lost a lot of people in the labor force in the pandemic. Some people retired early. Some people were afraid. Some people couldn't handle the daycare. And what I'm going to do at the cocktail reception the night before is ask your members, hey, what are you finding there? Can you get the workers you want? Because this is a crucial issue. And I have been expecting the labor force growth to kind of taper down as we've worked through the people who are available. But we're not really seeing a slowdown from monetary policy. I think we're just seeing the effect of we've hired the people who were readily available. There are fewer people readily available. But the job gain number was not small. It just wasn't huge.
Yeah, yeah. The Wall Street Journal had a great article last week about U.S. companies reshoring from China at a record pace. From your perspective, Dr. Connolly, does that translate into good news for U.S. workers, or is it sort of a blessing in disguise, or how do you see that playing out in the coming months and years as more companies are returning from China?
Well, when I meet with my consulting clients, they would love to reshore. To shorten their supply chain, but they can't do it. Or they can do a little bit, maybe one component they can find or a portion of it, but there's just so much stuff, whether we're talking chemicals or electronics or other components that we get from China that we cannot churn it on a dime. I think that the globalization, when it was working, was good for everybody in the world. We were able to source products less expensively, and Americans, you know, before the pandemic had plenty of job opportunities. As we try to shorten the supply chains, I understand it and it makes sense, but everything's going to cost just a little bit more because we're not going to the best location to get our goods. But it's definitely happening. And one of the things that I've been looking at, because China is such a big issue for the U.S. economy, both as a market for our exports and a source of inputs for our own manufacturing, I've been looking at what China's been doing, and they seem to be prioritizing political control of the country over economic growth. And that's a change from where they were 10 years ago, where economic growth was everything. But now they're willing to give up some economic growth to make sure that they have political and ideological control over their people. And I worry about Taiwan. Is there going to be a real squeeze for Taiwan to accept control? Those are the issues that will affect American businesses, and even companies that don't think of themselves as closely tied to China will feel the effects.
Dr. Connolly, let's talk a little bit about business strategy when the economic outlook is uncertain as it is today. Are there particular strategies that you recommend companies consider to remain competitive or, at a minimum, weather the tough times?
Yeah. When I was a young economist, I dreamed of having the perfect forecast that would guide business leaders to the perfect strategy. It took a while for me to give up on that fantasy. And after a while, I started thinking, is there a way for me to help people if the economist's forecast is not perfect? And I started looking at what the most successful companies were doing in that regard. And I've come to a number of conclusions, wrote a book about it. And I think the most important one is contingency planning. There are a lot of CEOs who want to lead their troops in a particular direction. And I recommend some humility. Things can go differently than we're expecting. And if you had a plan, for instance, if you had a plan to start January 2020, how good was that plan when we went into lockdown? And then if you revised the plan and said, hey, it's going to be hell in a handbasket in March of 2020, you missed the rebound. So I would recommend that companies do downside contingency planning, listen to me and say, hey, what could go badly for our company, but also upside. because when things go surprisingly well, there are companies that lack the labor to take advantage of strong markets. They lack the working capital. They lack the capital equipment. So thinking through those issues really helps. And one of the reasons it helps is we make, at least I make, my worst decisions when I'm in a panic. And if you can sit back, enjoy the sunshine in La Jolla, and say, hey, how will I handle a possible recession? That will enable your company to move faster and move smarter if the time comes.
Yeah. Part of the jobs report today highlighted some sectors that see a little bit more slowing in the hiring than others. And you know, some of them are a little surprising, like services and healthcare, because my understanding was that we've had a hard time actually finding labor to fill open positions. And yet, we do see some industries that are reducing their labor force. Is there a dichotomy there, or where's the disconnect?
Well, what I am hearing in healthcare is a lot of burnout. I was chatting with a senior nursing manager at a large healthcare organization, and she says they have nurses just not showing up for their shift. And she says nurses are like the most responsible people. It's one thing if a factory worker doesn't show, but she says she's never heard of it, but she's hearing about it now. And others give her the courtesy of a phone call and say, this is just too ridiculously hard. And when I look at the whole labor force, and this relates to manufacturing as well as services, there are some people who are working in a short-staffed organization. They're trying to cover for the people who left and no replacement's been hired. And the surviving people just get overdone, overstressed, and pretty soon they say, well, actually, I can't repeat what they say, but you get the picture, take this job and shove it. And they're out the door, and that worsens the problem. So managing labor is really a challenge in this environment.
Yeah, it truly is. Now, I think one area I'd like to get maybe some of your thoughts, and I know you'll share more perhaps in La Jolla at the leadership conference next month, and that's around building and construction, one of the major markets that is served by adhesive and sealants, with housing and the inventory still being very low, and mortgage rates being very high, what they are today. What do you forecast for housing for the next 6 months or beyond? What does your crystal ball say about that?
Yeah, it's tough. We've had a huge run-up of home prices in the last 3 years, fueled partly by low mortgage rates. You have to go back to 6 months ago to remember low mortgage rates. And now the combination of the high home prices and high mortgage rates, that's really slowing demand for houses. New construction is falling off. And a lot of the construction we have going was planned 6 or 12 months ago, financed, and in some cases, contract signed. But I think that we're going to see a much weaker housing market. But from a homeowner's perspective, that's like just dialing back 2 years of gains or 1 year of gains. So I don't think homeowners are going to be in a panic, but it's going to be tough for contractors building a single family residential. And I'm starting a deep dive. I'll have this done by the time we meet in La Jolla. I'm starting a deep dive on non-residential construction. And they usually have longer time lags. The projects have more momentum. The financing and the land development, it takes years sometimes to arrange. So once you get that set up, you keep going. I think that non-res is probably going to have another year or two before it starts to slow down.
Very interesting. Well, you've given us a lot to think about, Dr. Connolly, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you next month at the Executive Leadership Conference and hearing more of your insight on the economy and what you're seeing, what you're forecasting going forward. So really want to thank you for joining us today.
I'm delighted to be here today and delighted to meet your people. And anybody who's going to be joining us in La Jolla, write down the questions you want and bring them to me. I'm happy to deal with them one-on-one in the break or in the major presentation itself.
Join me and Dr. Bill Connerly at the Executive Leadership Conference, November 1st through the 3rd in La Jolla, California. To register, you can visit our website, www.ascouncil.org, for more information. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you like and follow us so you don't miss out on future shows. Bye for now.